SUNY colleges across New York State are asking that state legislators include more money for higher education in this year's state budget. They would like New York to close the growing gap between how much state aid a student receives and how much they're expected to pay each year. More from WRVO's Julia Botero.
Jefferson Community College President Carol McCoy and SUNY Canton's President Dr. Z. Safran addressed a room of school faculty and reporters in a classroom on the JCC campus. Safran says SUNY schools keep charging more every year. The state has programs to help students pay for college, like the Tuition Assistance Program, or TAP.
But TAP is capped, meaning that it doesn't go up each year.
This means students have to pay more tuition. Safran explains it's often more than a low-income North Country family can afford. So colleges dig into their wallets to help make up the difference. Last year, SUNY Canton paid $1.5 million in aid to students. Safran says if the state covered that expense instead, the school could concentrate on keeping their tuition even.
So that's really important, right? Because even though SUNY has the lowest tuition in the Northeast of any state system, we're $6,000 a year. Okay, that's a tremendous bargain.
Carol McCoy says students are now shouldering 45% of the costs of their college education, and she believes that's too high. She says because of this lack of support, schools often have no alternative but to ask students to pay more.
I also firmly believe that the reason why tuition costs have gotten so high is an underfunding by the state of New York.
Community colleges are feeling some heat from the governor after his remarks in his State of the State address. He said community colleges are charging students too much tuition, running up debt, and training students for jobs that don't exist. McCoy says community colleges are trying to provide quality education. That's why SUNY schools are also asking legislators to create an investment fund to support programs that will help students graduate on time. The fund would require $32 million more dollars than the $18 million already in the state budget. McCoy says she believes Cuomo and state legislators are open to investing more in education.
I believe, as do my colleagues, with the kinds of returns that the state, the taxpayers, and that students get, that is a very worthy investment.
We're entering the final weeks of budget negotiations in Albany. Governor Cuomo has 3 weeks to agree with legislators on a new state budget for the coming year. The deadline is April 1st. For WRVO News, I'm Julia Botero in Watertown.